Log Talk Radio.
Mama Etta, Etta.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is your Mama Etta coming to you from Las Vegas. The weather today is partly cloudy, 67 degrees, and expected to get up to 70. You know, I love Las Vegas. While some of you are freezing, I'm feeling real, real good. But I'm thinking about you. Trust me. Listen, Happy New Year, everybody. This is my first broadcast of the new year. And I will keep doing it every week. I've gotten a lot of requests, but let you guys know, Mama Etta needs to rest sometimes, and that's what I did. I have a special guest today on Mama Etta's Corner. I'm so excited. I have been laughing all morning. I am going to tell you about her, and I want you to sit back and enjoy the royal court of the Duchess of Comedy, and that's Mocha. She is from Toledo, Ohio, and is a very, very funny, funny woman. Mocha, are you out there on my corner?
Absolutely, Mama Etta. How are you today?
Well, you know, for an old broad, I'm hanging in here.
Excuse me. Age is nothing but a number, honey.
That's what you said, girl. You know, you're real funny. And we will get to your comedy a little bit in a few. But I want to talk a little bit about the lady, about Mocha, the lady from Toledo, Ohio, who's now in my old stomping grounds in Atlanta. So what's going on, Mocha? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a social worker by trade. I've done that for 15 years. Mother of grown sons. They're not teenagers, grown sons. And decided to move to Atlanta to take my career to the next level. I've been doing it since 2000. And it's time. I'm a star, honey. I'm a star.
Oh, I know. I know. So, you know, when you're one of, I read somewhere that you're one of the fastest rising female comedians of today. And that even in 2013, you were awarded Ohio's Most Funniest Female of the Year. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think I've been a comic all my life and just didn't know that it was my calling. And I was quite surprised to win that award. I just got a call one day and from Cleveland, Ohio, and they said, hey, we do these awards every year, and you've been nominated. And so I was very flattered by that. I work hard to make people laugh. I enjoy it. It's also a therapy for myself as well. So when I make others laugh, it makes me laugh. It makes me happy as well, you know. So
yes.
Constantly working.
I've listened to some of your comedy. So you take things that goes on in your life and turn it into a comedy skit?
Well, I just talk about everyday things that not only women but men too, they don't want to talk about because they feel like they're the only person going through it. And I just put that comical spin on it, you know, because if you look at any situation you've been in, once you get out of it, you can always find the humor. So that's how I, you know, come up with my material. My life is a big comedy skit. Understand that.
Sometimes that's what mine is too.
Absolutely. I'm like, God was the first comic. He had to be when he created me and some of the crap that's going on in my life. So, you know, I just take that gift that he gave me and try to bring it to other people, uplift, you know. So
I read that you act. that you actually started your comedy, I don't know, at a birthday party for your mother. Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh, my God, girl, that was a fiasco. We had given my sister and I had given my mother a 50th birthday party, and it was this gentleman, that went to my church, and he was always so funny and comical. He really made me laugh. And so I said to him, hey, would you host my mother's birthday party? And so my sister and I, we had wrote all these funny stories about my mother because she's a character. She really is. And he was just destroying the stories. And me, who I am, I got on stage and I said, look, I'll do it. Get your butt off stage. I got this. And so I did it, and that's how I ended up doing comedy. My godparents lived in L.A. at the time, and they were like, you need to come to L.A. and you need to do comedy. But I was so into my social work, I just didn't think that that was something for me. But they pulled the wool over my eyes and invited me to a open mic. Well, I thought I was just going to a comedy show, and the guy got up and he said, bring in Kimberly to the stage. And I was like, who the hell are they talking about? You know? So I was kind of thrown into this, you know. So, and I love it.
And so
you know,
got on stage and you had everybody laughing like crazy, huh?
Absolutely. I just was being me, you know. People say, you remind me of Samore. You remind me of Monique. But some of the other people down here in Atlanta, since I've been down here, they say, you remind me of LaWanda Page and Moms Mabley. And I didn't really know who LaWanda Page was by name, but it's Aunt Esther off Sanford and Son.
Right.
And I say, well,
right,
I guess I do, because I'm real, I'm raw, I'm witty, I'm intelligent. So, you know, I just do what I do. But it's by God's grace.
I met Moms Mabley. I was a very little girl because I used to hang out with my mother at the Apollo Theater. So I was raised backstage. So I got to, you know, see the real folks. And she was an attractive woman when she had her teeth in her mouth. But she was very funny, very, very funny.
Right.
And I find you funny. How do you walk in them heels and then twerk and do the things that you do on stage, honey? Because you and I are about the same size and about built the same way. I couldn't wear those heels. I'd break a knee.
Oh, girl, I love my heels. I've been wearing heels since I knew what a heel was. I can run in them, walk in them. Last night I performed at a club down here called After Five, and the guy said, well, I need to at least check your purse and make sure you don't have a weapon. And I start laughing. I said, honey, I don't carry a pistol. I wear heels. I take one of these heels off and hit you in the head. It's a done deal. Understand? So, and I ain't got enough butt to twerk, but I can shake it a little. What I got, I can shake, but I can't twerk, honey. But all these big Atlanta booties down here, I'm going to get one, though.
Oh, I think you got to get that. The Cubans, they got a procedure. You know, you get you a Cuban behind. You know?
Okay.
If
you long
got that
bigger
kind
than
of money.
What I got. No,
well,
I ain't got that kind
money.
Of money. I'm going to have to stay in the States, get one of these States booties right now.
I'm still
getting my money
up. Deal with the booty you got, okay? And yet, my friend's here on the corner. Check out her YouTube comedy. She's so funny, and she looks good in these heels and the jeans. And you'll see, she got a little onion going on back there. I don't know what she's talking about, but she, you know. Now, I don't look at women's behinds. I don't want nobody to think, oh, Mama Etta swings that way. But Mama Etta does swing in any direction that she can go to. But anyway, you know, you look fine.
Oh, Mama Etta, I love you.
You look fine in them jeans, girlfriend, so don't worry about it. Let me ask you another question that I've always wanted to ask a female comedian. What's it like breaking out in a man's world? Because comedy has always been a man's world. And,
absolutely.
You know, you can count the female comedians that are mainstream on one hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is very, it's difficult, you know, because a lot of the male comics, they want to objectify you, you know, they want to touch on you and say different things to you, you know, but I tell them all the time, I'm not selling ass, I'm selling jokes, so I'm not interested in any bed play, you know. I've worked with some of the top male comics in this game. I've been offered to go on tour, but I'm going to have, you know, they're going to have to rub my chocolate thighs and all that old crap. So it's hard, but I never waver with my integrity. I'm a woman first, and I demand respect. So when you carry yourself a certain way, you know, they dubbed me the Duchess of Comedy, and I think they did that for a number of reasons, not only because of my talent, but because of how I carry myself. So, you know, I make sure that I'm always a lady first. So, but it's difficult.
Well, how was it like working with the people you work with, like Rick Smiley, Bruce, you know, what was it like working with them?
Oh, I loved them. Actually, Bruce and I are really good friends. I met him back in 2002, and we still talk and communicate, and he's always treated me with a lot of respect. And so the guys, I think they watch you and they talk to each other. So, you know, just like we as women, we talk to each other and say, hey, this guy's this or this guy's that. So when I work with them in my later years, you know, in the beginning it was difficult, but in my later years of this game, you know, they all seem to really respect me. When they see me, they treat me like the Duchess that I am, and it's a lot of fun, you know. We have a great time. So it's hard following them sometimes, but I just go for what I know, and I make sure that I always, always, always have fun on the stage. And as long as I continue to have fun on the stage, I'm going to produce. So.
Well, how do you go from a child therapist, a social worker, to comedy? And do you still, you know, do social work?
Well, I think I was I started being a social worker when I was a young child and didn't even know it, just like I was a comic as a young child and didn't know it. And I've been lucky enough to do both of my passions because I love helping people. So I, you know, my mother's not too happy. I'm going to say that, you know, they spend a lot of money getting all these degrees. And then I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be a comic. So my mother's not too pleased about that. But, you know, it's like when God gives you two gifts like that, you just kind of go with it. I'm very spiritual, and I try to let God lead me. And one day I just woke up and I told my kids, I said, I'm moving to Atlanta. And they were like, yeah, okay, yeah. And in November, I packed up my stuff and I was like, all right, see ya. And they are still, I think they're still in awe. They're like, really, you just left us, you know. But I was not a good child therapist because, and I'm going to tell you why, I'm not a textbook person. So in the textbooks, they wanted you to give all these ways to help deal with children with bad behavior. And I would be saying, he needs his ass whooped. Slap him in a wall, put a frame on him. Don't let him talk to you like that, you know. So and I was dealing with majority, primarily white families. So they were like, we can't hit our kids. I mean, that's corporal punishment. I was like, my mama beat my behind several times a day, and I think I did pretty good for myself. So
mm-hmm.
Never shot up a school or any of that, you know. So you know, that was not the job for me. And then I didn't really like kids that much. I had my own two children. And I didn't like them, so, you know, but it was paying the bills. So I was like, I can't do this because I want to slap some of these kids, you know. It was crazy. So this way I get to be my own boss, and I get to say what's really on my mind. Whether you like it or not, I can pass it off as a joke, you know.
Well, what is ADHD and all these alphabets?
Girl, they ain't nothing, but they want to get the pharmaceutical company want to give your kids some pills so they can make some money. Well, I mean, I am 48 years old. When I was coming along, wasn't no damn ADHD. You did what your parents told you to do. You did what any adult told you to do. And if you didn't do it, there was consequences. Knock your teeth out or something, black your eyes, and then you got up and you went off, you know. But now they're like, oh, he's got ADHD. And the latest one was oppositional defiant disorder. You know what I say for an oppositional defiant child? Beat his ass. He won't be defiant anymore, you know. So, you know, I don't believe in all that. I really don't. So.
You're so stupid. Well, I
must
tell you.
The truth, honey.
Huh? Happy belated birthday. I understand February 4th was your day. And so now
yes,
I know how old you are. You turned 48. So happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I was telling my mom the other day, so she called and wished me happy birthday. And I said, you know, and I really wish you had been honest with me about some things in regards to getting older. You know, she told me not to have sex, the how not to get pregnant. But she never told me the real important things, such as how your body changes when you get older. Girl, I got hair in places I never had hair, losing hair in places I had hair. I woke up the other morning, girl, look, I had a hair on my areola. I said, this is that bull right here. Ain't nobody got no hair on no areola. That's crazy. Everything sagging is a shame. Baby, I'm going to get me a total body makeover. I'm going to be, I want a Beyonce body. Honey, my face might be, look, my face might be looking like the Crypt Keeper, but my body gonna be Beyonce, honey. This is some bull. I can't take it, girl. You peeing on yourself all the time. I cough, I pee, I sneeze, I pee, I laugh, I pee. I don't know where a dang on pamper. Girl, I can't take it. It's that bull, honey. Keep it real with your kids when you're telling. Tell them. Let the men, boys know, man, when you're having your son, let them know. Sometimes they get older, they balls gonna sag. Tell them that. Don't let it be a surprise. Let them know what's gonna happen to their bodies. I don't know, honey.
Oh, you are so funny.
Oh, girl, this is true stuff, honey. This is real life stuff, honey, that nobody wants to talk about. I know it's a woman right now in the mirror, and she is plucking hair out of her area. I swear to God she is. Mm-hmm. Because she got a date, and she don't want him to know.
Is that on the breast? That's on the titty,
girl,
right?
Yes. Yes, right around your nipple. That's man going to get a mouthful of hair. That ain't cute. Girl. So whoever said growing old gracefully, they was a liar. Liar. Yeah, black don't crack, but your breasts will fag. Yes, they will. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I want to do over. Mm.
And so what will you do over? Because I think you look fine. So what you going to do over? Now, you can't change the fact that you're 48.
Yeah, well, I look fine in these clothes.
You got hair in the titty. So what you going to do?
I want new titties, and I'm going to get everything sucked and tucked back like it used to be. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a GoFundMe. Well, B, you know, you heard of Bill the Bear. I want to build a body, baby. That's what I want.
You know,
everybody
so
chip
stupid.
In, honey.
Guess who's on the corner with us?
Oh,
your public,
who's on there?
Your public,
oh, Lord, I might get in trouble.
Angela Moore, so you might, that's why I thought I'd tell you, you know, let's not give too much because Angie's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, she be on me. She said everything ain't a comedy show, but I can't help it. It's just who I am. Hi, Angela.
Hello. How are you guys?
You're checking up on us
in Las Vegas. Well, I wanted to listen to the show firsthand. You know, I'm always interested in how my clients are doing, and you all get into everything, but I, you know, I have to stay on the business end of it.
Well,
love
I got you on
Anna.
Here so
I
you can tell.
You.
you can tell my friends on my corner exactly what they need to do to actually hear our girl Mocha, the Duchess of Comedy. And so I'm glad you're on the phone because
you
I know
sure you
want to
ask me that.
Yes.
Well, the first thing they can do is go to her website, duchessofcomedy.com, and book Mocha, okay? They can contact all of us, her team of folks, and they can book her and bring her to wherever it is they want her to come to. You know, she does everything.
Book me. I need a new
hot
booty, y'all.
Okay, well, you know.
Go ahead. And, for now, just stuff it with something and call it a day.
I'm sorry.
She hasn't gotten into that point yet, Mama.
We're going to cut up a couple of pillars, okay, and put them back there for her until,
they
you
have
know,
to
we
give
get her
my
on.
Pillow, though. They're going to have to be the My Pillow.
Go ahead, man. Let us know everything we need to do to get in touch with Mocha and to get her in our city.
We'd love for them to go to the website. We want them to visit her Facebook page and her YouTube and the other one, the Snapchat, and what's the other one, Mocha?
Instagram.
All the social media. Instagram, of course. And,
yes,
and we'd love for them to book her. What we're really looking for is someone that's going to put her on tour. We want her to be the only female on that tour. She can certainly hold her own and hang out with the kings of comedy. I do believe that she is worthy. And, you know, she's not just your average stand-up. Once she's off of FCC rules, she's really live. I think we know this by now. And you can find that out on her website as well. Absolutely.
She's a female Richard Pryor.
Mocha has a whole litany.
She's a
Christian
girl. Female Richard Pryor. That's what Mama Etta thinks. She's funny, she's spontaneous.
She told you she was like LaWanda Page. I think she is not your average church-going girl. She's in the Bible Belt capital of the world now, but you know, she hangs out there with the top dogs. As a matter of fact, she's working on her first CD. So that's going to be one that stands alone from all the rest of the comedians. We're working on trying to do a live video from somewhere, hopefully from Las Vegas. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And she's hooked up with Metro Wealth Films out of Atlanta, Georgia. She'll be filming on several of their films, and one that's coming up, of course, you know, they feature hip-hop artists and such. So she's got one coming up, and we're starting her IMDb page, so she'll be out there doing a little acting as well. So she's in the heartbeat of the South.
I'm a great actress, honey. I'm a great actress. Mama Etta, I acted like I love them two Negroes that I married.
All the world's a stage. Is that the way all the world is?
The world is my oyster, honey.
I'm speaking for all the women out there of the world. If you did that, then all the world's a stage.
Exactly.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Well, she's right about that one. Sometimes we do have to act as women, you know? Especially, sometimes we do that.
Right, okay. Mama Etta, we're going to talk about that later because I got a whole lot of stuff to say about that.
I'm going to remember that, ladies. I'm going to remember that.
See, I know y'all are acting like y'all like this, was in love with somebody to get that mortgage paid. Don't try to act like I'm the only one. Okay.
I'm in Atlanta.
What you say? Shut up. I told you I loved you. Where's the money?
Okay. I need this due today. I'm going to need you. Right. I mean, hey, we've all done it.
Might as well do the Breakfast Club, huh? Can we do the Breakfast Club on Mama Etta's Corner?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, they don't pull my ass off anyway. Excuse me.
Oh, Lord. Well, she has a lot going on. I'm really proud. She has a unique look. She's beautiful. She's statuesque. She has that aura when she walks in.
For a minute there, I thought you were talking about me.
Really? I am. I haven't gotten to Mocha yet.
I mean, she started off that way. You know how she, I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead, girl. Scream Mama Etta's virtues.
Oh, you guys are so hilarious. I love it. I love it.
Your first show of the year is going to be hot. It's hot already. I'm up here. You're breaking me a sweat over here. I just want
to
know
what
my girls are doing.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, my stomach is hurting from laughing so hard. I mean, before the interview.
That's good for the soul.
It really is. And anybody out there on Mama Etta's Corner, trust me, if you're feeling kind of bad today, go to YouTube and put in there Mocha, the Duchess of Comedy. I promise you, Mama Etta never lies to you. I promise you. You know, she was talking about peeing the pants. Depends here you come, because
okay.
That's real life stuff, honey. I'm telling you. And now they're trying to make the little pampers be cute. I said, a pamper is a pamper. I don't care what kind of design you got on
it. Please don't tell my daddy that, okay? Don't tell my daddy that. We've been trying to get him in too far.
Yeah, your daddy like, no, I'm going to just pee on myself. I don't want no pamper.
Yeah, so
well, you know, Whoopi,
I can tell you some stories.
Look here, Whoopi Goldberg was she fronted for some ladies' intimate garments, man. Maybe we can get her involved. Whoopi, if you're out there listening, we've got a new star in town coming straight out of the Big A. So let's try to give her some business. How about that?
I'm going to send it to her. I'm going to tweet it to her. I really am.
Tweet it.
I'm gonna do that.
But in all seriousness, I think I brought Mocha on because I was really surprised that there was another professional woman out there who's gotten her degree and did a complete 360. I met a few other doctor friends of mine who just decided that they didn't want a doctor anymore. They wanted to do something else. And we did something that would take us into a realm that would actually keep us living a little bit longer because, you know, stress kills.
That's
and the average,
right.
You know, and it takes a lot for a professional woman to step out of, you know, from what she's trained to do and spend years doing it and years in education and then to turn around and do something in entertainment.
And I'm so passionate about it, I moved out of a house into a townhome. I'm looking out the window now like, how did I get here? You know? But
she won't be
asking
that in 2 years when she's looking out her Beverly Hills house into the ocean, okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that because, honey, I need some Beverly Hills money, girl. Cause I'm tired of eating chicken.
Girl, you have to find ways to fix it, okay? Get you one of them recipes and stop just frying it and baking it. There's other ways to make chicken because, you know, if there's no money and you can only afford to buy chicken breast, then you got to find ways to, you know, make it different. So,
right.
That's all I have to say.
Nothing wrong with chicken. Let's eat chicken.
I look at my life, I remember when prior to having my children, I lived in Richmond, Virginia for 8 years. And I remember having, like, after I paid all my bills, having like $20, $30 to buy food. And I swear, to this day, I do not eat hot dogs because I would have fried hot dogs, baked hot dogs, hot dogs and pork and beans, hot dogs and cut them up into the potatoes. And so, when I look at my life, I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I love my life, and I'm right where God wants me to be. And, baby, I'm satisfied. So I look back on my life, and all I can think is I'm blessed, and thank you, Jesus.
Well,
so I'm willing to make those sacrifices for what I want, which is to make people laugh. That's still therapy to me, you know?
Well, I appreciate that you came on today, and Mama Etta has got to sign off. Those of you that have heard this, go to her website and go ahead and let's book her. Thank you very, very much, Mocha. Thank you, Angela. And Las Vegas and the world, Mama Etta loves you. Bye-bye now.